Lozo Lodge. The Lozo Lodge has a long history of hosting weary travelers. In 1866, French-Canadian Adolphe Lozo homesteaded a claim on the Clark Fork River near the mouth of Trout Creek. Lozo had been a miner in California before building his home on the Mullen Road, a military installation connecting Walla Walla, Washington to Fort Benton, Montana. Lozo's homestead became known as the 40 Mile House because it was 40 miles from Frenchtown. He and his wife Louise operated a boarding house out of their home with the help of their 8 children. In 1869, Lozo hosted fellow Canadian Louis Barrett. Barrett and his prospecting partner Basil Lanthier had found gold in nearby Cedar Creek. They agreed to partner with Lozo. While gathering supplies in Frenchtown, Lozo spilled the secret, and soon thousands of men were stampeding towards Cedar Creek. Some say Lozo drank too much and could not hold his tongue. Others, however, believe Lozo was looking out for his own best interests. His lodge at 40 Mile House would be the logical place for miners to stay and resupply before heading into Cedar Creek. A stampede of prospectors would mean a stampede of business for Lozo. The lodge could accommodate 65 lodgers in varying degrees of comfort. Some paid 50 cents to sleep in the barn, and some paid $1 to sleep on the floor of the house. All lodgers could buy a hot meal for $1. In addition to his boarding house, Lozo invested in a ferry and toll road. Miners recalled the hostesses, Louise and her daughters, fondly. Adolphe made himself popular by fiddling at local dances, the height of social life in the isolated settlements. The Lozo family became such a staple of the community that one gold rush town, Louisville, was named after Adolphe's wife, Louise. Today, the area is still a popular place for travelers to rest. The Lozo Lodge is an ideal spot for those looking to raft the Alberton Gorge, fly fish the Clark Fork, or explore the many trails of Lolo National Forest.